Back on Track, Uncatchable Pass, and It Was Inevitable, and It's Your Fault. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Judy Rector is emerging as a force again on the cross-country scene this year after overcoming an unusual health problem. The senior at Hanover Horton High School dealt as a sophomore with slipping rib syndrome, where one of her ribs would literally pop out of place, causing great pain. She's moved past that to finish 10th individually at the cross-country finals in Division III in the Lower Peninsula as a junior last year, win the 800 and 1600-meter races last spring in track, and she won the Division III race a couple of weeks ago at the Bath Invitational against some heady competition to rank her among the best in the state at this point in the season. Rector told the MHSAA second half about her comeback.
Last summer, I was trying to build up kind of getting to a point where I would be in the high 18s. And then I think this track season was huge for me and getting me the confidence to know that, like, I could be running faster, not just at shorter distance things, but, like, cross country too.
You can read more about Judy Rector on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Robert Apple, a football running back at Marquette, who scored the game winner on a two-point conversion run in overtime Friday to lead his team to a 36-35 win over Escanaba, a game you can watch the archive of for free right now at MHSAA.tv. And Bronson's Kiona Salesman had quite a day on Saturday in leading her volleyball team to the Portage Invitational title with 55 kills, 9 blocks, 38 digs, and 10 service aces. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Today we're going to talk about one of the most misunderstood rules at the high school level, and that deals with the uncatchable pass. All of us have sat in front of our televisions on Saturday or Sunday, seen the long pass get thrown, followed immediately by the throwing of the flag. As the officials discuss what happened, the referee invariably clicks on the microphone and announces that there is no foul for pass interference because the pass was uncatchable. At the high school level, that is not a factor in deciding whether or not pass interference has occurred. The ball does not have to be catchable, and if the contact is ruled as pass interference, that foul stands regardless of the quality of the pass.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online to MHSAA.com now to register. Well, it was inevitable. It was simply a matter of time, and I wasn't the only one telling you about it. The shortage of high school game officials has hit South Central Michigan in a big way already this school year, with varsity football games being moved off Friday nights to assure that there would be crews available to work those contests. The inevitable question from the media, what is the MHSAA doing about it? The response is, what are the folks causing the problem going to do about it? From its headquarters, the association is doing all it can to promote registration and to remind member schools, who really are the MHSAA, to do the same and to help improve the behavior of their players and coaches and fans at games to improve the retention rate of officials. If you detach yourself from the excitement and emotion of the game, you will see all of the venom being directed by the people the least qualified in every respect, coaches, players, and parents, at the people most qualified in every respect to make the call, the officials. And don't tell me the referees stink. If you can make that judgment from the stands or from behind your screen name on the internet, get your fanny out on the field and show us how you are better than those you are criticizing. You won't, because you can't. We have to right the ship on this, and fast. The future of our games depend on it. Coaches, players, parents, fans, the ball's in your court. You help create this problem. What are you going to do to fix it? Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.